of God, holy and undivided Trinity. Amen.
That can happen when life's pretty good, at least for some segments of the community.
by Syrians and Babylonians and sent into exile. When they returned, it was even more changed circumstances. And the conquering Roman Empire changed things yet again. The call was different when John the Baptist emerged from the wilderness preaching repentance. And changed again when John was arrested and Jesus began his ministry calling his disciples. As I mentioned last week when we read the beginning of St. Paul's letter, first letter to the Corinthians, as Christians, we're called to be saints in this place, to show Christ to everyone out there by our words, by our knowledge, by what we do, and most important of all, by whom we are with and to them. If you look at your bulletin, you'll see the same thing we have in there every week. We are called to be a visible sign of Christ's love, seeking and serving Christ in all persons. But the question is, what might that look like here and now in this year of grace 2017? On this day of our annual meeting, I'd like to invite you into the beginning of a conversation. It's maybe a bit different in perspective than usual. Conversation that's about discerning together, not what we want, but what we think we ought to want, but where we actually see hints and signs of God's already acting in and through us here and now, and about what God may be calling us to do and be in this new year. And we base this conversation on our friend St. Paul, what St. Paul, our friend St. Paul writes in the first letter to the Corinthians, that we lack nothing to do this, that we're given boundless grace, and we're fully equipped with what we need to answer that call. So what are those things which, to use Frederick Buechner's terms, we at Grace Church just can't not do? What are the times here and now where our deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet? What is God calling us to? And how do we, like Peter and Andrew and James and John and all the others, hear Jesus' call to follow him and answer it?